So we'll just spend some time now just resting in the wind and feeling the wind and allowing the wind and listening to the waves and going with the rhythm of the waves and seeing the connection between the tides and the moon and the magnets in the earth and the way it pulls the water on the earth and within ourselves and how it affects all the life in the water and all the life on the earth and within ourselves. And we allow for that magnetic pull in our own lives by following our own instincts and by trusting our own instincts. And by living innately and living instinctively and being present in the moment and allowing the moment and giving ourselves that gift of spontaneity and flexibility that we can live in a moment and go with the flow of nature moment by moment.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, it is a channeling. But hopefully by now you see it is simply a message. That's all. It's not a plea for worship. It's not a plea for anything but attention. The things that perhaps you would not think of otherwise. It does not go beyond anything that you would believe that would be religious or sacred. It does not replace anything that you've learned. It's simply an honoring of that which is the creator on this planet in many different ways. That's all. There are those who would think that these messages would then have to replace another belief system. It's such a linear thought of humanity that you either have to be in this box or this box or this box. But perhaps you could be in all of them at the same time and take the best of each. It's a new kind of thinking. It's a thinking that is not on the planet yet. It is interesting, is it not, the wars that have been fought over how to worship God. The very creator, the source of love. It is humans who have put themselves in the boxes of being correct, not God. And so we come yet again with messages of love and compassion, and that's not exclusive at all. Anyone within hearing range, anytime, anywhere, should know that we sit upon the beauty of the ocean. It is morning, the sun is out, and the humans who are here and they sit and they look especially are alert to the beauty and the wonder yet again of this great land. We have spoken of Ireland. We have spoken of the multidimensionality of the things that are here. We've spoken of physics. We've spoken of God. We've talked about the reasons why things are perhaps as they are. We have celebrated this. We have not made any demands because that is not what you do when you sit in front of spirit. You soak in the partnership that is yours, and you feel an alliance with the land and the ground like no other place on the planet. We'll speak of that in just a moment. I have three things for you. Three. We're going to honor you. It's time to turn inward from all the teachings we have been doing so far on the trip. three things I would like you to look at for yourself. And we're going to start perhaps with the most esoteric one first. When you look at yourself, do you understand or recognize or even believe that you're part of the entire creation? Or do you look at yourselves separately as human beings walking on cement in a society that is apart from Gaia, apart from nature? And you simply live your life? Or do you see yourself as part of creation and perhaps, just perhaps, the system? And the system is God. The Creator has put together all that you see in a beautiful system that is benevolent and symbiotic to itself. We've spoken of how it balances constantly, no matter what the storms are. Inside you, I ask you, can you see God inside? This is the biggest question of humanity. And we tell you yet again that it's all around you, and for thousands of years, humans have always sought out the creative source. The irony is that they have warred over it. But it's the first thing a human does. They feel a complementary energy of the Creator. Where did I come from? Is there a greater power? What does it mean? Is it alive? Does it know me? What does it want? These have been the questions forever of humanity, since the beginning. And here you sit yet again with a message that says perhaps now you'll grow up enough to understand you are part of this source, not apart from it. And when you're a part of it, you can understand that there is benevolence and love, awareness that is part of you, part of the heavens, part of all that is. You are part of it, not apart from it. Can you go there? What does it mean to you? Even a small thing. Can you sit alone in a room and say, thank you, God, or whatever you want to call it, the creative source, for me? Are you a part of it to know that perhaps you will return? The initial intuitive thought of all humanity from the beginning was that you do return. Indeed, it is part of the system. Your soul is eternal. Can you really look inside and capture that idea? Or do you think it all just ends when you leave the planet? This is number one. It is the most esoteric. It is the biggest of all things. That's question one. Can you feel inside part of all that is? Ponder it. It does have an answer. Number two, we have spoken of multidimensional things just as we did yesterday. We said that the earth is in color and that human beings are designed in black and white. And that slowly in these new energies, in a peaceful time, in a time of correction and change and transformation, humans are starting to morph into more compassionate beings. They've settled the wars. They're trying to come together to make things work instead of separate and be apart. And so I ask this about you and the structure you are. As you look at your own corporeal self, I'm going to ask you, do you think you are multidimensional? This is question two. And if you are, that gives you some abilities that perhaps you've not been told you have. Like the earth around you that we talked about, being multidimensional, could it be that you are actually in color? And yet you've been told you're in black and white. And if you believe that you are, like all physics, multiple realities, if you believe that you are partly quantum, which you are, then you would understand you are then part of the cosmos. The human being that you are, what you call perhaps your soul or your mind, could it be that it is more expansive than you've been told? When you sit and ponder the ocean, and you listen to the sounds of it, or you sit alone with yourself, can't you feel it? If you are multidimensional, even slightly, it allows a credibility for that which would say that you've been here before, that you're bigger, perhaps, than you think. This is question two. Are you bigger than you think? Not in an egotistical way, in a benevolent, beautiful, compassionate way. Can you look out over the ocean, perhaps even communicate multidimensionality-wise with the dolphins or perhaps the trees around you? Do you think that this is possible? Let me tell you that physics says it is. Physics will tell you that if you have any kind of multidimensional awareness, that perhaps you could participate in things called entrainment, entanglement, even be in two places at the same time, bilocate, if you wish. All of these things too strange for you, perhaps. But if physicists say that particles of matter can do it, what are you? You are particles of matter. It's about the consciousness that you have that says yes or no. So this aligns with question one, is there God inside? Question two, on your corporeal scheme, can you use it? Do you allow yourself the ability to think that big? Question three, you see we're going from big to small. Question three, your corporeal self, your very cells, your chemistry, the three-dimensional part of you, is it more than you think? Human beings have a tendency to think at any point in history that they've reached a know-all point. They know everything that is possible to know. And the reason we see this is because there is very little acceptance of new things. And so there is a wall, is there not, that says, we are modern, we have science, we know everything. There is very little, and yet there is a lot. Is it possible that corporally inside you, you could youth instead of age? That there is chemistry that is just waiting to be activated by question number two. And the question number two is, do you have multidimensional properties? If you did, where would they be? Dear ones, they're in your consciousness. And they can be activated to answer question number three, which we haven't given yet, and that is there more to your corporeal three-dimensional self than you believe? Could it be that there are youthing templates, that there are things within your body that would allow you to live as long as you've heard that the masters have lived? Do you think that the lifespans of the biblical characters that lived 900 years was a typo in scripture? Or could it have been accurate? These are the three questions. We're starting to turn inward now. And then there is this, finally. There's something hiding here in Ireland. It's barely been discovered or tried. We've spent all of this time telling you that this land is different. We started last Sunday by giving you the physics of it. Why is this land filled with multidimensional perception, with little people, with life forms that you can feel and hear and enjoy? What is different here? No place on the planet has the lineage of this. For centuries, you've had lights in the trees and you felt things here. Do you think that the soil would be more commensurate here for doing something that nobody really has thought of? Dear ones, I'll just blurt it out because there are those who are already starting to understand it. Ireland is ripe for something, and that is the discovery of the growing of superfood. Food that can only be grown here, that has attributes in it that will heal and youth. There are other places on the planet where these kinds of discoveries have been made, but nothing like this. My partner visited Rapa Nui, Easter Island. The average age of a Rapa Nui, when they were left alone, before they were discovered, is 120 years. They found a place to grow things, and the things that they grew were commensurate with their bodies. They didn't age. The superfood that they found, grown in a beautiful area in the volcano that was precious and had energy in it, kept them young. I'm telling you that this is what the soil here will do. Doesn't it make sense? It is just packed with multidimensional energy. The seeds will be different. The discoveries can be different. This could be the center of a whole new industry. And the industry would be the youthing of humanity through the kind of land and soil that simply does not exist anywhere, anywhere but here. Think of this. Do you think that certain seeds would grow differently? And the answer is yes. And if you could design them, if you could implant consciousness in the seeds, there's all manner of things that are waiting to come here to Ireland that will benefit humanity in ways you cannot even imagine. Superfood, youthing food, grown and enhanced by the little people. I give this to you now. There will be those who will discover it, and someday will listen to this channel and say, he was right. All of these things coming to enhance a new kind of human in a new kind of age where you're starting to become compassionate and you're going to need to live longer. That's it for now. And so it is.